You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Here we go with the snow. They've closed pretty much all the schools,
everything?
Right? Everything. Can we just say the city is shut down?
Yeah, it's shut down pretty good. I know we got the call for our school district at like 5 or 6 last night when it was just starting. So we knew pretty quick that the kids weren't going to school today. We're like, ugh. And it's kind of good. I mean, Reed was set to go to a field trip downtown today to the History Colorado Museum. So that got canceled. And then we actually had a basketball game scheduled for 8 o'clock tonight, which is like my bedtime. And that got canceled too. So that's
Hooray.
One of the highlights of my day right there. I don't have to go. And it's like in Golden too, you know. So you're like, ugh.
Can you request that they just cancel the rest of the season?
It should just be shut down. Let's just shut it down at this point.
Have they won a game yet, by the way?
One. I think they won.
They did win a game.
Yeah, they reshuffled the teams and put all the crappy teams together. So we've been playing really bad teams now versus the elite. So we've actually had a chance.
Games. You told us when you lost 50-2, but you haven't told us anything about the
The rest
the
of the
victory.
Games have been pretty close, you know, maybe like 25-27 or whatever. So Yeah. So they've actually been enjoyable. But yeah, the snow, man, it's actually, I will say, leaving the neighborhood today, it's a really pretty snow. I know you're probably cussing me if you're sitting in traffic right now, but it was just a beautiful light, thick, fluffy snow covering everything, and it was quite peaceful when I was leaving today, actually.
Yeah, Aaron, our traffic guy, mentioned about 20 minutes ago or whatever, he said that it was a beautiful, gorgeous winter wonderland.
It's very pretty, but you know what comes along with that? The cold and the wind and the ice this morning, and we're kind of getting all of it. But shout out to the plows, man. Honestly, I drive 285 on the way in, and it was super clear all the way in. And going the other direction, I passed the plows going the other way, and there was like 6 of them in a row lined up just taking care of business.
Yeah.
So they're on it today. They're doing the 12 on, 12 off shifts, 12 hours on, 12 hours off right now. So they're kicking butt and stay out of their way. Let them do their job, you know.
I will say that I'm not sure I want to be in the crosshairs of a snowplow with a driver that's been behind the wheel for like 11 and a half hours, though.
Right, that's a lot of coffee. That's a lot of coffee those guys are drinking.
I don't want to see him coming up in my rearview mirror.
Dude, stay out of the way.
I'm glad they've got people to do that because, you know, with the whole labor shortage thing and everything, it's good that they've got people out to do the roads. Although, let's face it, the side streets and the neighborhoods and stuff won't get done, you know, for a while, for many neighborhoods. So that's like where I used to live. It was never the main roads. I just could never get out of my neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what would screw me over sometimes is like, God, I can't even make it the, you know, the 300 yards to get out of my neighborhood.
Yeah, that's the dicey part. But the main roads are looking pretty good this morning. And of course, you can't see the lines and yada, yada, yada. And if you parked outside, as all the weather babes are saying on TV today, make sure you clean off your windshield before you leave. Thanks for the tip. So yeah, there's that.
They can talk all day long. You'll never convince that one group of people.
Oh, I saw the one guy today.
The tiny little hole in the front.
I saw the one guy on Colorado Boulevard coming in today. The entire back window was just covered in snow. I'm like, really, dude? Take the 2 minutes. So, yep, but hey, fun morning. It's a fun morning if you get to stay home.
Fun morning,
have some
and
soup.
It's also a special day.
You off to see the groundhog?
Yes, I am.
Do you think it's going to be an early spring?
I'm predicting March 21st.
Oh, good guess. You know, I think that actually is the first day of spring.
I have to play these.
You get so excited every year for this day.
I do. It's just, I live for it.
There's more of that coming.